Psalm 75, verse 7. We have an example here of where the essence of the day of judgment of the future is going on now. God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. Well, the Lord gives a parable about this in Luke chapter 14, verse 10, where he quite clearly has this psalm in mind. He gives a parable about a feast, and he says, when you're invited, and this is to the marriage supper of the Lamb, go and sit down in the lowest place, that when he that has invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then shall you have glory in the presence of all that sit to eat with you. Well, clearly he understands our taking a place at the messianic banquet, as it were, as being in this life. But then, at the second coming, he that has invited you comes, and he says, friend, go up higher. So there is an adjusting of the places, and those who have come and taken the best places will be demoted and told to go down lower. Everyone that exalts himself will be humbled, and he that humbles himself will be exalted. So, the idea then is that the essence of judgment is going on now. That's the idea. God is the judge. This is the idea of Psalm 75, verse 7. He now puts down one and lifts up another. But Luke 14 says that's going to happen at the last day. So the idea is that the essence of judgment is now. And there is an old hymn that talks about this and says, we make the answer now. It is as if we live life now, as if we are before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus at the last day. And if only we could get that spirit right, our lives, I think, would be very, very different. That we are now living before his judgment seat, because God is the judge. It is not that God is far away from us and will suddenly come into focus and have a look at us and bring us into his sights when Jesus comes back, and he will open the books and have a look through how we've got on and make a decision. That would be to take the metaphor of judgment, a judgment seat, too far. It is only a metaphor, after all. The idea is, of course, that yes, all that we have done in our lives, said, thought, intended, will have its final moment in the decision that is made, as it were, at the last day. But the essence of that judgment is ongoing, and it's going on right now. And this is a very clear teaching all through the Bible. You take Psalm 7, the Lord shall judge the people. Yes, future judgment. God judges now the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. So, yes, judgment is coming, but it is now. He will whet his sword. He has, right now, bent his bow and made it ready. We are come, Hebrews 12, 23, we are come to God, the judge of all. God now sits enthroned as judge. We are in God's judgment presence right now. Now, as I say, if only we could get that clear in our minds. All judgment of others, all pulling down of others, all inappropriate behaviour would just not happen, because we would believe that I am in his presence and he is judging me. And he is, I say judging, he is sensitive to what we are doing. And in the end, all that we say or do or think or intend to do is either to the right hand or to the left hand in his judgment. There is no middle position. There is no purgatory. There is no, you know, well, yeah, you didn't make it, but then you didn't fail. But yeah, there's this third place, this third option. There is, in God's wisdom, no such third road. There is only, ultimately, one out of two outcomes, and that is eternal death or eternal life. And we are now before God. Well, I can keep on repeating the wonder and the huge endless implication of that fact, but I would just be repeating myself.